Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran. I welcome Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The Iranians are in violation, says the IAEA, of the NPT protocol signed many years ago. Therefore, Israel launched an attack, a decapitation strike, and one by one taking advantage of the Iranian air defenses collapsing in the early hours, one by one marching through what we know to be the suspect nuclear weapons program sites. However, Henry, a very good evening to you. We come to Fordo, a mountain, and inside the mountain, too deep for any conventional weapon that the Israelis have in their arsenal, we're told, requires the American weapon called the MOB, a 30,000-ton bomb that looks like a cartoon of a bomb for somebody who lives as a giant, not a human being. However, again and again, we're told that's the only thing that will work. Is that, in your measure, correct? Will it work? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Good to be on your show again. Short answer, I don't think so. Why? Let's assume it does everything people want it to do. And by the way, there's real skepticism amongst the critics that it can go deep enough and blow things up as great as it needs to do whatever it is everyone wants it to do. The problem is this. We do not know where all of the highly enriched near weapons grade uranium is, and we don't know where all the centrifuges might have gone. Once you, quote unquote, eliminate this target, you still have to make sure you know where the other stuff is and that you've gotten it. The IAEA Director General, Mr. Grossi, has warned us that he does not know where all of that material is. If they don't know, is there reason to believe that we'll be comfortable thinking we know? What is the downside of not knowing? Well, it doesn't take that much material or very sophisticated weapons design to get a kiloton yield weapon out of, 20 kilograms of highly enriched uranium. And I've even heard, I mean, this is speculation, but certainly based on weapons designers, speculations that you might be able to make a workable bomb out of what they've got. Now, if that's so, Fordo is a talking point.
We move to the much larger story of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT, that IAEA says Iran is in violation of. Does it work, Henry? Does it show, in this Iranian example, success or failure? And what does this mean for the future?
Most of the brightest critics of arms control have their long knives out saying, well, we ought to get out of the NPT. It obviously doesn't work. Now, the way it's been interpreted to allow a country like Iran to make nuclear fuel, I would agree. It did not and does not need to be interpreted that way and wasn't even conceived so many years ago when it was negotiated as necessarily allowing that. However, that's how we currently read it. For many, many decades, my operation has argued we need to change that. We haven't. And then there's the matter of enforcement. Have we ever enforced things? Occasionally, but not regularly. And as a result, countries outside of the region looking at this drama say, well, two nuclear weapon states don't like a state that's trying to get nuclear weapons. That state got right to the brink of having weapons under the rules. Maybe we should go the same direction to protect ourselves. And we either do it by breaking the rules and getting away with it, or following the rules and getting away with it. bottom line, it's not a great time for the NPT. And the review conference, which is done every 5 years and is coming up in April of next year, really ought to be a place where we talk about this. I don't see any sign yet that the United States wants to.
Does the NPT prevent Saudi Arabia and Japan from becoming nuclear powers?
I think clearly in the case of Japan, it is very strong as an impediment. And a country that obeys laws, is hierarchical, and believes in the rule of law, and say what you will, but Japan does that. When they have a law that says you will not get nuclear weapons, and they have signed up to it, they won't, unless they think no one is following that law. In that case, they may go the way the others have.
And therefore, the NPT needs updating, or just it'll be...
It needs to be reinterpreted and toughened. The rules need to be tightened, absolutely. Or we're going to have lots more Irans, starting with maybe Saudi Arabia.
The President of the United States, we're told within these hours that there is now a two-week talking period, in which Iran will send representatives. Europe is saying they're talking now to Washington, perhaps, and talk about the demand that the Iranians validate the request to dismantle their nuclear weapons program. The president has voices in his administration that say no Iran, no intervention, no participation. One of them is said to be the vice president, and the base agrees with the vice president. At the same time, there's the very strong attention to Bibi Netanyahu's wish that the White House come in and help with Fordo, maybe with the Ayatollah. Does the president have a solution at this time, Henry?
I think he's going to listen to the vice president, is my guess. More pressure, more talk, more blank checks to Israel to keep bombing. That's my hunch.
And does that solve the political problem at home of the nation polling for support for Israel, but the nation polling negative about American participation? Does that solve it to allow?
Yep. I think it's going to have to be good enough for political purposes. And that's how I suspect we're headed.
And the voices in the Republican Party who are sometimes summarized as MAGA, will they be satisfied with no solution?
Well, they don't necessarily have a controlling vote, do they?
I don't know. I hear enough noise, Henry. You hear the same noise.
My guess is that's where we're headed. That's about as good as it's going to get.
So the war fighting that we've seen so far is a peak, and that you expect there to be a state of hostility for these next 2 weeks, but no different than what we see right now. Talk, talk, jaw, jaw, but no U.S. participation. Is that correct?
That sounds right. Assuming Israel doesn't change the facts on the ground dramatically, I think that's exactly where Mr. Vance, our next presidential Republican candidate for president, is going to want us to be. And I bet you, all things being equal, we may very well be there.
Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.